USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Crews are working to recover debris from the unidentified objects that were shot down over Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron over the weekend. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says,
our priority is debris recovery so that we can get a better sense of what these objects are.
He added that each was in a difficult remote area, but that none of them posed any military threat to anyone on the ground. While we still don't know what those objects that were shot down are, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says we know what they aren't.
There is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby joined Pierre this morning at the press briefing about the objects.
We are laser focused on confirming their nature and purpose, including through intensive efforts to collect debris in the remote locations where they have fallen.
Kirby said the objects shot down over Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron were flying much lower than the Chinese balloon and did pose a threat to commercial air traffic. The death toll from the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria has topped 35,000. The death toll rising as aid from countries like the United States arrives. The U.S. Air Force has brought in nearly 6,000 tons of equipment and aid since the disaster hit. You can expect more interest rate hikes, so says Fed Governor Michelle Bowman. Speaking to the American Banking Conference in Orlando, Bowman said there's more work to be done to reach the Fed's goal of 2% inflation. She stopped short of providing a timetable for future rate hikes. 8 people were injured when a 60-year-old man sped through the streets of New York City this morning in a U-Haul truck. It's not clear what started the driving rampage. 7 civilians and 1 police officer were injured. 2 listed in critical, 2 in serious condition. The truck driver is in custody. Wall Street closed higher to start the week. At the closing bell, the Dow Industrial Average gained 377 points, the S&P 500 up 47, the NASDAQ rose 174. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
The latest survey of consumer expectations released by the New York Federal Reserve finds that Americans expect inflation to hold steady. According to the survey, Americans expect inflation to remain at January's 5% through at least next January. The survey also found growth expectations for household income dropped substantially in January, but they remain above pre-pandemic levels. Super Bowl 57 in Arizona was the first time the big game was played in a state with legalized sports betting. A year from now, the game happens in a place with sports betting and a whole lot more.
Las Vegas is, as they say at the NFL draft, on the clock. And when it comes to hosting big events,
we know how to do it in Las Vegas.
Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he has every confidence in Vegas.
They really have done an extraordinary job understanding how we want to present the NFL in that community, but more importantly, how to do it Las Vegas style.
Until 5 years ago, the league banned Las Vegas from even advertising during a Super Bowl. Today, 33 states have legalized sports betting, and the league has numerous deals with casinos and betting sites. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
Barney the Purple Dinosaur is set to return in an animated series in 2024. Mattel, the creators of Barbie, putting out the show in addition to a new line of books, toys, clothing, and accessories. It's the toy company's latest charge into content creation after it brought back Monster High and Masters of the Universe franchises. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.